A Fish Story, as told by the fish. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Come on, boy, speak. You can do it. I think he's just being a little coy. Even though they get the most lines, fish aren't really known for their vocal performances. There's evidence that suggests they've been talking, we just haven't been listening. A new study led by Cornell University helps for the first time to put verbal communication into evolutionary context. The team says fish do vocalize, a trait that dates back long before vertebrates first ventured out of the water. The researchers compared the developing brain cells of midshipman fish larvae with other species. They traced the circuitry that enables us to talk today to hundreds of millions of years ago with the sounds created by fish. The way fish regularly communicate is with hums and grunts. Recorded at the UC Davis Bodega Marine Lab, this is a fish telling a rival, "Get out of my face, fish lips." Very threatening. But if a male fish wants to attract a lady, he might do this for hours. Whoa, what woman could resist? Oh baby, Barry Whitefish. So yes, fish have a voice too. A deep one, get it? Deep. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.